This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch ha'abayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. And we're in the middle of Se'if Chaf Aleph. The Mechaber was talking about a city that only has 10 people, and then one of them wants to leave for Yom Naram. So we obligate them to stay, or to hire someone in their place. But if they're 11, and two want to leave, then the two of them have to partner to hire one person. Okay, and they both pay equally. And if one is poor and one is rich, the Mechaber says that half of it you evaluate based on their monetary situation and half just based on the fact that they're two people. And the payment of a chazin devolves on those who stay as well as those who leave equally. Okay, the Rama says, "Ve'ein chelik beinam roitz aleilech zman arich kaidem yom tov oilai." It's not going to help if the guy says, "You know, I left 30 days before Yom Tov, so it's not my responsibility." And you know, you might think if he leaves within 30 days of Yom Tov, now it falls on him to make sure there's a minyan for Yom Tov. But if he leaves well before, maybe he's not responsible. No, there's no difference. Kol shel yachzer b'Yom Tov, he's not going to be back. He has to pay. Says the Mishnah Berurah al hayoytzim. That's going on the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says that paying for a chazin devolves both on those who stay and those who leave. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mi she'eino yachal achzer l'beis machmas oinos, she'eino rashai lovei b'amadina, patar afilu higia zman haregal. Let's say someone cannot return to his home because of extenuating circumstances. He's outlawed in the country. He's pater, even if the time of the Yom Tov comes. So he can't make it back. He can't even be in the country. He's not responsible to contribute toward the chazan. But davkim hu anas mamish. It's only if there's really extenuating circumstances. Av a machmas choiv mamain. If it's because he can't come back because he owes taxes, ay pshia, or he's negligent, la yuchalavai, that's why he can't come. La yafsidu chaverim chalkam. So his friends don't lose his chelik of what he needs to contribute. V'chozel inyin hashlamas haminyun eschiris hachazan. Everything we've spoken about is regarding making sure there's a minyan and paying the Shliach Tzibur. But what if you're in a city that has no Dalad Minim? And now, the question is, well, we all need Dalad Minim, so we should all contribute. Aval esroi gloi domi l'chol hani, ayin l'kaman simetav reishin and chesif tes, amash gosav nusham. The laws of an esroig and who has to pay for the esroig are different, depending on who's living in the city, when they live in the city, if they're going to be there, and so forth. Yeshuvim hatzrichim liskar minyan v'chazen. Let's say you have a yeshuv, and they have to hire and pay for a minyan and a chazen. V'yesh sevivois sheragilin lavaisham gamkein im b'nei beisam. And there are surrounding areas that they come to the city with their household members. They don't have to give anything for the yishuv to make a minyan. Just because they're nice enough to come and participate in the minyan, they don't have to contribute. If they wanted, they could go to a different city, that has a minyan without them. And they would not have to give anything. And even for the hire of the chazan, kivan shegam biladam him tzrichim liskol hem shliach tzibur, because even without them, they would have to hire a chazan. So basically, if you have a nearby area, and they come and they help out the minyan, they don't then become part of the city, and that it falls on them to participate in hiring the chazan. Siv chaf beiz. In koifin lahaskir lahashlam minyan, kiyim bayamaham neram. We do not force to hire a minyan. Meaning, Sif Chaf Aleph is where the city has a minyan and somebody wants to leave. So we do force him either to stay or to pay for the minyan. Now we're talking about where a city doesn't have a minyan. So do we force to make mincha ma'ariv every day? Or no? So it's interesting that we only force for Yom Naram. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkatan Samach Vav, the reason why we force specifically for Yom Naram is because it's a minhag too. So once that becomes the custom, then we impose it. I don't think it's that halachically, you know, there's such a strong chi of Yom Naram, therefore we force. I think it's that since the custom in the Jewish people is to ensure that there's a minyan for Yom Naram, memela, it becomes established custom and we impose it. Okay. Kiyam b'yam naram, only Yom Naram, u'kugan she'en chaserim kiyam echad Hashem, and we're talking about you're only missing one or two. Elam kein minha kavo mufursim b'ir lachav lahaskar afil b'chesen shalai sha'ayarba, unless there's an established custom to force, even if you're missing three or four. Im yesh minyan miyosh v'ha'ir, if there is a minyan, koifin liskar chazen, then we do force to hire a chazen. Says the Mishnah Berurah by Yom Naram, Ratzayin Olaymar, Im yesh shmoina oitisha anashim, you have 8 or 9, yichayim lachav echad l'chaver shalai yishar poi l'sa b'yichidas. They could force each other not to remain in the city and daven by themselves. Avlami mehen roitz aleich l'makam achar sheyesh b'minyan, ein yichaylem l'chupai klal. If you have 8 or 9, and then the ninth guy says, what are you forcing me to pay for a minyan? I'll go somewhere else. You can't force me. Then he's allowed to go somewhere else. He's only allowed to go somewhere else if we need him for the minyan. But if there's no minyan without him, and he says, I don't want to pay money, I can't afford it, or I'm not interested, it's not an expense that I want, I'm going to go somewhere else. He's allowed to. Miyosh ve'ha'ir. Afilu ein dar ba'ir rak shlosh arba balei batim. Im yesha mishorsim el malamdim lamalis ha'minyan. If, the Mechaber says, if there's a minyan of the yosh ve'ha'ir, we force to hire a chazan, even if only 3 or 4 balabatim live in the city, but they have malamdim, misharsim, and the bottom line is they have a minyan, then we force them to hire a chazan. Liskar chazan kadei sheyotziyam yidei chayvasam, bebarchu, ukedusha, chaygavna, vafilu kol hashana koifin lazeh, even the whole year. Okay, now chazan doesn't mean we force them to hire the guy with the big hat who knows how to gurgle. No, we're talking about they don't know how to daven on their own. So we force them to hire someone who could be moitzi b'tfilasam. But let's say you have a guy who with a scruffy voice, but he could say the words. I don't think we force them to hire a nice shliach tzibur. Says the Rama Haga, v'chein b'makam she'in minyan tam beis ha'knesses. Let's say in a shul, there's not always a minyan. Koifin ze'asah b'knesses. They could force each other with penalties. Sheyavayu tamid minyan lebeis haknesses. That a minyan should always come to the shul. Shulay yisbatel hatamid, so that the regular minyan does not cease. Bayin lekamad reish simon kufnun im koifin ze'azeh livnoi sbeis haknesses. Look later on simon kufnun if we force to build a shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hatamid. What is this talking about? Again, this is going on a place that there's not always a minyan. In a shul, they force each other that they should always come to the Beis HaKnesses. Shalai yizbat al hatamid. Ki kivan sheyesh minyan bi'iram. Since there is a minyan in the city, chal aleihem choyvas ha-mitzvah. The obligation of the mitzvah devolves upon them. Meaning, we're talking about a city that has 10 men, but they don't always have a minyan in the shul. So they could force each other to say, look, we have to make a minyan here. In a small community, you should force the young men and the teachers and those who learn that they should go to the shul if there's not always a minyan. Because even though they're busy learning, but they also have to have responsibility to help make the minyan. Like this. If you have a big kehila, then the bachrim should learn in the yeshiva. But if you have a small kehila, then let the bachrim help out with the city's minyan. So So if there's a big city, sheyesh b'lav al chibes against tzibur, because you have a minion in the shul regardless. Vashein kein be kibbutz katan kaza, as opposed to in a small village. Amru Chazal, Reb Elazar ba lebeis haknesses, v'lo imatzah shama asara. Chazal tells us Reb Elazar came to the shul and he didn't find 10 people. V'shichrar avdai, he freed his slave. V'shlimay la asara, and he completed the minyan. Kedei lehoitzi rabim yidei chavasim b'kedusha, in order to fulfill the obligation of the tzibor b'kedusha. Mizet, and now even though freeing an eved kanani is an iser asei, nevertheless he freed his eved to help make a minyan. Mizet nilmoid, from here we can learn the kol shekein, certainly shle yisatzel ha'adam b'tercha ba'alma, that a person should not be lazy just with a little bit of tircha, lekabitz minyan letfila, to gather a minyan for davening. V'kama gedoyla hi mitzvah sa'ish shadirasai b'mkaim kibbutz katan. How great it is, the mitzvah on a person who lives in a small settlement. Meaning, if you live in a small community, what a great mitzvah it is. Kisharoya lekabitz tamid ha-minyan, to see to it, to constantly gather the minyan, kedei shlo yisbatel ha-tamid, so that the regular minyan should not cease. Ki afilu mishu rak me'asar rishonim, because even someone who's just from the first 10, amru Chazal say, shenoytel sachar neged klaba machriyam, that he takes reward for everyone who comes after him. Kavachoymer bezeh shu amel lekabtzim gamkin. Certainly, in this scenario, where not only is he from the first 10, but he gathers, meaning, even in a shul that has 100 people. But if you're from the first 10, you get tremendous schar. Imagine if in an area that they only have a minyan mitzumtzum, and you're the one who helps make that minyan, you make sure there is a minyan, not just by coming, by gathering the people. V'amru Chazal, kol mezakes harabim, ein ched ba al yadoi. Anyone who brings merit to the tzibor, sin does not come through him. Okay, we'll hold it here. Tomorrow we will begin Dinei Kaddish. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Rabbi Gladstein, you spoke on Friday about Yehesh Meir Abbo. I don't see you in the morning. I sent you an email.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.